بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we find in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Shariat a great amount of emphasis has been placed on having a peaceful and stable society, that every person, every citizen should feel a sense of safety and security and be free to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any fear. And therefore we find the penal code of Shariat, various capital punishments have been laid down in Quran and Hadith. The punishment for adultery and fornication, the punishment for theft, the punishment for the consumption of alcohol. And while these punishments initially may seem to be severe and very harsh, the goal and objective is that they become a deterrent to these ills that are plaguing society, and that society becomes safe, secure and stable for all. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the punishment for the crime of highway robbery. We find during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, travel was very different to what we know it today. It would take days and nights for a person to travel from one town to the next. And many a times a traveler would find himself alone on the road. So there were those people who would lie in wait for travelers to pass by. And when they would pass by, they would then rob them, take away their belongings, their possessions, and at times they would even take their lives. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. That the recompense, the punishment for those who wage war with Allah and His Messenger and cause mischief in the land, is أَن يُقَتَّلُوا أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ أَوْ يُنْفَوْا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Is that their lives be taken, or that they be crucified, or that their hands and feet be cut off from opposite ends. In other words, the right hand and the left foot, or the left hand and the right foot. أو يُنْفَوْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Or that they be placed into exile, they be banished from that town, that city. ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah then says that will become a source of humiliation for them in this world, and in the hereafter they will have a great punishment. So in this verse, four different punishments have been mentioned. Of course, depending on the severity of the crime, the person either stole or he stole and he took a life. So depending on the severity of the crime that he had committed, the punishment will be meted out to him. And thereafter Allah mentions, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. Except those who repent before you seize them. In other words, a person was involved in this particular crime, but he realized the error of his ways, he made tawbah, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah says, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Know well that verily Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. In other words, this person will not have to undergo any punishment. Of course, if he stole from somebody, he took the belongings, the possessions of someone, he will have to repay them, but there will be no further punishment meted out to him. So this is the punishment mentioned for this particular crime. And as we mentioned in the beginning, we hear many a times when people read verses like this or a hadith that speak about these type of punishments, we hear people saying that Islam is a religion that belongs in the stone ages. It's a very barbaric, inhumane religion. Wal-iyadu billah. Sometimes, unfortunately, even people of Iman begin to pass remarks like this. But as they say, the proof lies in the pudding. If we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned to Adi bin Hatim that, oh Adi, you will live to see such a time where there is such stability, such safety and security in the Muslim ummah, that a woman would potentially be able to travel from Hira, which is a town in Iraq, all the way to Makkah Mukarramah, a distance of approximately 1,500 kilometers. She would be potentially be able to travel this entire distance alone and perform tawaf around the Kaaba, and she would not fear anyone besides Allah. So much of safety and security there would be. And we find during the reign of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, this was exactly the case. That there was this sense of safety that was found throughout the Islamic state, throughout the Islamic empire. On the other hand, we find where man-made laws are put into place, then like in our own condition, a person sometimes doesn't even feel safe and secure in his own home. Person is leaving in the morning for Fajr Salah, he's looking right and left. There mustn't be somebody waiting to rob me, to hijack me, to take something away from me. But when it comes to the deen, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, perhaps at times we may not understand the wisdom behind certain injunctions of Allah, But then we go to the ulama ikram, ask them, and at the very least we should never utter any statement, pass any remark against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.